The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacements, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Tony's Event Center here in Salina, Kansas, where we're getting set for quarterfinal games in the Kansas State High School Activities Association Class 4A State Basketball Tournament as the Atchison Phoenix are up against the Rock Creek Mustangs. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph Means, our producer and engineer, back at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you, courtside. It's good to be with you from Salina, Kansas tonight. Public address announcer introducing the starters, and here at the state tournament, prior to game one, for every game, they do not just announce to the crowd the starting five for each team, but in fact, they will announce the entire roster, including coaches and assistant coaches and staff. So everybody gets a little recognition, a little tip of the hat, certainly very, very well deserved when you get to this point of the season. And this game is going to be the first of the evening set. Atchison, the number two seed. Rock Creek, the number seven seed. Do not be fooled. Okay, Rock Creek plays a good schedule. They have beaten some very good teams. They come into the game at 18-4. The Phoenix coming in at 20-2. Public address announcer about done introducing the starters. Allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for Rock Creek, coming in at 18-4 under head coach Justin Smith, they're going to be starting 6-foot senior Trevor Christensen, 6-foot junior Coley Burgess. You're going to have Dagan Vanduska. He's a 6'3 senior, 6'1 junior Riker Zeller, and 6'3 senior Brady Schneider. So they've got good size, 6 foot, 6 foot, 6'3, 6'1, 6'3. For the Phoenix and head coach Pat Battle, coming in at 20-2, the number two seed, it'll be the five you've grown to expect. Samar Hernandez, a 5'10" senior, with Jeter Purdy. He's a 6'4 senior, 5'9 senior Trey Carter. You got Jay-Z Kelly. He's a junior at 6'1, and Eric Smith III, a 6'3 junior. We're set to go, and hope you enjoy it as the ball is up the tip of the way. And it'll be controlled down by Rock Creek. Here we go. Mustangs with the basketball. Atchison is the home team in this game. Atchison, the home white with red and gold. Here's a travel in the middle, and there's the call. Good call by the official. There's a Rock Creek player backed in and took that little sidestep. Here comes Atchison. Up for the basketball, it's going to be Trey. He'll swing it over to the right side to Zamar. Porter's banging to push it and shove it on the inside already. I've already been told that it is an athletic but physical, hard pushing, banging around kind of a team that the Mustangs bring. Atchison, Trey, goes three, short. Rebound, tipped around, and on the floor, out of bounds, it'll be off the Phoenix. Each team's got a possession. Neither team has put anything on the board. It's 7:23 to go in the opening quarter here in Salina, Kansas. 2024, Class 4A. State tournament semifinal game. Rock Creek going from left to right across your dial in this opening half. They'll dump it off on top. It's going to be Schneider with the basketball. Feeds it off to Venduska. Driving to the free throw line. It'll come back out on top. Dagan, little bunny hop. He travel. Oh, they don't call that one. Back over to the right side. It's going to go to Burgess. Burgess pulls up 17-footer, kisses it off the window, and gets that good shot. Burgess picks up the first point of the ball game, and the Phoenix will trail 2-0. We are just over a minute in. Atchison down the left side. Zamar brings it out to Eric. Smith will bring it topside. Jay-Z back around to the right to Trey. Trey pulls up for another three, and it'll go in. Trey Carter. Second shot of the night is a good one at Atchison. Takes its first lead of the evening. 6:28 to go in the opening quarter. 3-2 AHS. Back over to the right side with it is going to be Christensen. Here's a three. Top side and up. Tipped out. No good. Offensive board. Bumping, bumping. Following too hard. Rebound pulled down deep. Here comes Atchison. Simone's going to bring it down the left side. Little juke move. Drives all the way down to the baseline. Into the lane he goes. Skips it out on top. Trey wants the three. This time his defender, Christensen, gets right up in his face. Says you can't get that shot again that easily. And that's just going to move around to the right side to J.C. Kelly. Out on top, Hernandez. He'll go three. In and out. Nope. Rebound underneath J.C. Feeds to Jeter. Power move. Nope. Offensive foul, Jeter Purdy. It'll be his first foul, and in fact, this is the first foul of the ball game on either team. With 5:49 to go in the opening quarter here in Salina. Great crowds for both teams. To look across the way from midcourt left, Rock Creek fans. From midcourt right, Phoenix fans. The Atchison band on the right end, the Rock Creek band on the north end. Here's a three-point shot missing, tipped out, and a rebound hauled down by Trey Carter. He's going to let the other nine precede him up the floor. Dump it over to the right side. Hernandez glides into the lane, pulls in, goes up. It's short. Rebound tipped out. Going to be saved by Rock Creek. Atchison not having its best success getting shots to drop here early. Here's a wide open three right side. That's air ball strong. Cut by Trey. And he tries to throw it up court, and it's going to be slapped down and picked up by Rock Creek deep in the backcourt. Mustang into the lane. Finger roll. Good. And another bucket by Coley Burgess. Burgess, a 6-foot junior, and puts Rock Creek back in front. It's 4-3. 4:50 to go. Low, low scoring game for the Phoenix so far. Underneath, on the lone Jay-Z, head fake goes up, gets a pair. Jay-Z Kelly with his first points of the game, and the Phoenix go back in front by one at 5-4. Trey Carter getting the assist on that play. Mustang into the fourth court in traveling black uniform with silver and white lettering and trim. Baseline three, launched and drained. From deep to the left side, every point for Rock Creek belongs to Quilly Burgess. 7-5, Mustang. We're 4:15 going the opening quarter. We have not seen Atchison really run hard with the basketball yet. Over to the left side is going to be Kelly. Jay-Z will launch a three, short. Rebound underneath, Smith, sky hook, got it. Still turnaround follow shot is going to be up and good for Eric. His first points of the game, and we're even at 7. Inside 4 to go in this quickly moving opening quarter. Mustangs bringing up kind of a shoulder high dribble. Tries to fake the shot or the pass into the middle. It's going to be instead over to Venduska. Kicks it to the left side to Burgess. He goes to the floor, loses the handle, and it's out of bounds. And it will be Atchison basketball. couple of substitutions checking into the game now for Rock Creek. The Phoenix will make none, but Rock Creek is going to bring Gavin Rosa. He's a 6'3 sophomore in. And also coming in for Rock Creek is going to be Dave Wilkinson, a 6'3 senior. Here's a three. Jay-Z, count it. Jay-Z counting with five. And Atchison goes up at 10-7. Up the floor again, Rock Creek taking their time. Atchison providing hard player defense. Way above the tall circle, they start to pull up with a shot and then bringing it back down. Burgess is going to bring it around to the right side, and a little hook shot underneath is going to be up and good, and we're back to a one-point game. We've got 2:55 to go in the opening quarter. Here's the basketball out on top for Atchison, way around the outside, three-point shot, no. Rebound underneath, saved by Jay-Z Kelly, and did he get pushed? He did. And the foul is going to be on Riker Zoller. That is the first foul by Rock Creek, and it's very fair to say, I believe, that the officials doing a really nice job here tonight, pretty much letting them play one team foul on each club. Now coming into the game for Rock Creek, as they will make another substitution, is going to be Peter Martini. He's a 6-foot sophomore. Inbound lob way out on top. Zamar Hernandez goes to the right side to Trey. To Zamar. Looks into the middle. Left side Jeter. Underneath Smith. Top side Zamar. He'll slide over to the right side. Accelerate into the lane. Stops there. Kicks it out on top. Purdy's all alone. Sends up a three that's short. Rebound underneath to Kelly. Gets it out to Trey. Atchison's going to maintain possession of the basketball. The game, a 10-9 Atchison lead. And we're down to 2:15 to play in the first quarter. Winner of this one goes on to play the winner of the next game. Here's a three shot for Atchison, missing. Rebound followed up and in. As he was falling to the floor, Zamar Hernandez throws it to the hoop. 12-9. Atchison in 2 minutes ago in the first. Now the pass over to the right side. It's going to be mishandled. Good defense by the Phoenix. They'll dislodge the ball out of the hands of Rosa. In fact, it will come to Atchison High School. Moving along briskly with a minute 50 to go in the opening quarter. Zamar gets it out on top to Trey. Alternates hands with the dribble, brings it into the forecourt. And it way out on top, now backs away, sets his offense. Jay-Z will take it on the left side. Starts to the top, crosses over to the left, gets it there to Smith. He'll spin into the lane, and we get an offensive foul. We do. The second foul on Atchison is going to be on Eric Smith, and both Phoenix fouls have been offensive player control fouls. And we're down to a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Way out on top it comes, and back up the floor with it, out of the hands of Schneider. Here's going to come Burgess. Skip past it, no, stolen by Jeter. Purdy coming up with it. Gets it up to Jay-Z. Kicks it right side. Eric Smith running left. Too hard, and he missed an easy one. Back up with it is going to come. The drive to the left side, and the shot blocked, and a whistle, and a foul on Kelly. Atchison had the open shot on that breakaway. Just a little too much excitement, a little too hard off the backboard. Made it go out over the top, and then on the upcourt pass on the other end. Jay-Z Kelly getting down the floor quickly. Got up in the air, but picked up the foul. It'll be his first, Phoenix third. And a couple of free throws coming up here for Rock Creek at the line, Trevor Christensen. First free throw will not go in. Second one out, no good either. And Atchison boards it down. AHS all the way down the floor on two long passes. Zamar crosses over underneath. They're way off the bucket. They say the foul occurred on the right side of the lane before he crossed over from right to left. Down to a minute four to go in the opening quarter. Holmes going to come in for Atchison. That foul is going to be on Gavin Rosa, if you're keeping your book at home. Atchison right side. The three-point shot up and way short that time by Trey. Pulled down by Rock Creek. It's a three-point game at 12-9. Phoenix with that slim lead and a low-scoring one. Here's a feed to the free throw line. The ball batted away for a moment. It's going to be recovered by Rock Creek. Stop into the free throw line. They'll bring it back out on top. Rosen will go to the right side. One hand hook shot. No rebound underneath. Fought for and controlled down by Purdy. Reached in and hoping to steal it back. We're going to have a Rock Creek foul on Dagan Venduska. So Dagan will take up his first foul. The team fouls are now going to be even up at three. Atchison will make his first substitution of the game. It will be Yogi Purdy checking in. So Yogi comes into the game. About 40 seconds ago in the opening quarter. Joseph will visit during the break. Back out on top with it is going to be Trey. Baseline left. Kelly's three. Too strong. Rebounded underneath. The feet under to Yogi. Lays it up and in. Nice assist for Zamar. Yogi with two. Now 14-9 Atchison. 15 seconds left in the first. One opportunity for Rock Creek to add to their score before the end of the first quarter. Over to the left side with it is going to be Zoller. He'll feed it to the free throw line, back out on top. Again, it's going to be to Zoller. He'll work his way over to the right side. They put it in the hands of Burgess. They know he's who they want to see shoot it. The shot is a buzzer. Off the mark. We've come to the end of one. Timeout in Salina. After one, Atchison 14, Rock Creek 9.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Papa John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and Presto Taco. Hook a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Good to have you back with us here at the Tony Events Center in Salina, Kansas. We're going to the second quarter. Atchison take the ball and playing from the far side, leading at 14-9. Atchison's leading scorer, Jay-Z Kelly, with 5-3 for Trey Carter and 2 each. Samar Hernandez, Eric Smith, Yogi Purdy. For Rock Creek, they've got 9 over the quarter points, and Coley Burgess has 9. All of Rock Creek's points, Burgess. AHS back with a starting five out there. Baseline left. Jay-Z goes three. Nope. Rebound saved underneath by Trey. And he's going to dribble out of trouble, and Atchison will reset its offense. The lob out on top. Back over to the right side of Smith. He's down to the baseline. Comes out on top. Here's Zamar for three. It's short. Rebound. Purdy. Give him the bucket. Count it in one for Jeter Purdy. So Jeter picking up his first point of the game. The foul is going to be on Trevor Christensen. It'll be Christensen's first foul of the ball game, and team foul one of the second quarter by Rock Creek. 7:19 to go, very early here in this quarter. Jeter coming to the line. The free throw, perfect. And he has three, and Atchison is stretched to lead now to 17-9. At 7:19 to go in the first half. Rock Creek, Coley Burgess. He's a good one. Dumps it over to Christensen. Trevor strips to the left. Swings it over to the edge. Gets it there to Zoller. Zoller works it all the way down to the baseline. They'll look inside, look inside. No room there. The Atchison defense has been absolutely great. Giving up 9 points already. And we're a minute into the second quarter. Baseline right. A little bit of a head fake. The step inside. The shot off the block. Bock from behind. The shot from the block was knocked away from behind. And as Trey comes down with a rebound, he's teetering and finally just topples out of bounds before a teammate can get clear enough for him to throw the ball. It'll come back in again from their baseline to Rock Creek. Mustangs are going to bring it in, but they trail by 8. The feed to the left side of the lane. Trying to get it in the middle. They'll put the shot up. Hook shot, no good. Rebound, Eric Smith. Here comes Atchison. And again, the transition basketball. Zamar attacks the rim. Spins 360 counterclockwise. Shot rejected. Gets his own board. And is there a foul, or does he step on the baseline? It's going to be a foul called. Nobody's moving to the other end of the floor. Our official rolls over. The whistle's going to be on Rock Creek's Dagan Venduska. I've got him for two. Two fouls, Venduska. Two fouls, Rock Creek in the second quarter. And Atchison will bring it in. Out on top, G goes right side. Zamar, another three launch, another three miss. The ball's on the floor, running around, and here comes Rock Creek. It's a two-on-one break. Left side, running shot, finger roll, round and around, and good, plus one. That's going to be Coley Burgess. And again, the only offensive threat that Rock Creek has shown us today has been Burgess. He has every point for the Mustangs. That will be the second foul for J.C. Kelly. And Atchison's going to make a pair of substitutions. Returning to the game is going to be Yogi Purdy. And into the game for the first time today is going to be Jace Richards, the 6'5" junior. It's down 17-11 with a free throw to follow. It is airborne. It is perfect, as you just somehow knew it was going to be. A dozen points for Burgess. Atchison's up five, and we're taking the timeout. Joseph making a minute with 6:27 to go in the first half. Atchison 17, Rock Creek 12.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Welcome back here to Salina, Kansas. Atchison putting the ball in play. Comes up with a quick shot that misses. And on the rebound, we're going to get a Jace Richards foul. It'll be his first coming at 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with the here. It's a 17-2 Atchison lead, but Rock Creek with the basketball. AHS is led by as many as eight. They'll feed it back out on top. Rock Creek moves around to the left side again. Near travel, 15-foot follow-away shot. It's going to be up. It's going to roll it around, and it is again Coley Burgess. He has got 14. He's got every point for his team. There's no one else on Rock Creek who's been able to score. Here's a 14-footer and another miss by Atchison. They are not shooting well. 17-14 Phoenix. It is a single-possession lead. Skip pass out on top to Trevor Christensen. Rock Creek will go to the top of the key. Little left-hand dribble. Christensen back over to the left side to Burgess. Bumps it out on top. Coming to the high post to Schneider. He'll take it down the left side of the lane. Dump it back out to the outside. Three-point shot way too hard. Rebound pulled down by Yogi. And Trey Kerner brings it up the floor. Over to the right side to Jeter. Accelerates to the baseline. Looks into the middle, finds no room. Comes back out on top to Trey. We're inside five to go in the first half. Trey goes three again. That time it drops through. Trey Carter's second three of the ball game in Atchison, up 20-14. 4:44 to go in the opening half. First to the right, then to the left. Great defense, Yogi. Now they'll feed over inside, and the spinning layup is going to be up and good. And that time it's Venduska, the first player not named Coley Burgess, with a bucket. It's now 2016. Atchison by four. The shot goes up, misses. Smith goes up, misses another bunny. And then on the follow shot, we're going to get the bucket and a plus one for Jace. Count the basket. The foul is going to be on Riker Zoller, his second. And Jace Richards will step to the line with an opportunity at the conventional three-point play. Jace missed a lot of the early part of the season, recovering from an injury, and he's worked his way back into playing condition and rehab that and looks good out there today. That free throw is up and good. Richards has three. 23-16. AHS in front with just over 4 minutes to go in the first half. Here's going to be Burgess with it again. Another 16-footer. This one doesn't go. The rebound. Foul. 3 seconds? No? We're going to get a foul call. I thought there was easily going to be a 3-second violation. And finally, Trey Carter goes up and slaps at the ball and commits his first foul of the game. 3:59 to go in the first half. Coming to the free throw line for Rock Creek. Brady Schneider with a pair of shots. First one, no good. And Atchison is going to bring J.C. Kelly back into the game. And Zamar Hernandez back in. They're going to be out there with Trey Carter, Eric Smith, and Jeter Purdy. Second free throw is good by Schneider. And it's 23-17, Atchison. Inside four to go in the half. Phoenix have way out topside now. And Atchison going from right to left. Driving into the middle is going to be Zamar Hernandez. Pivots it over to the left side. J.C. Kelly launches three, and it misses again. Atchison really having a hard time getting those outside shots to fall. And up floor with the basketball, here comes Rock Creek. And it's in the hands of Cooley Burgess. If I am a Mustang fan, I want it in his hands because he has been phenomenal scoring the ball. Now the ball's going to be knocked away. Stolen by Atchison. Here comes Zamar. He'll bring it down, lays it back behind him, Trey. Zamar on top. He's thinking about the three. Now instead, we'll go to the right side. Picks up the screen, brings it back out on top. Over to the left side is going to be Smith. Here's Hernandez. Here's the three. It's air ball short. Rebound underneath Eric. And that one will go up and in. Fourth point of the game for Eric Smith. It is now 25-17. And Atchison equals its largest advantage of the game. They lead it by eight. 2:50 to go. First half. Around to the left side. 15-footer. Perfect. Oh, that was a nice touch on that shot by Gavin Rosa. 25-19. 2:40 left in the half. Smith will have it right side about 12 feet away from the rim. Dumps it back. Zamar, back out to Eric. Left side, Trey. Outside the three-point ring, Trey Carter, three more. His third three. Atchison pushes its lead now to 28-19, its largest advantage of the night. 2:19 to go in the half. Atchison by nine. Pivotal moment for Rock Creek. They got to score on this trip, and that shot won't go. Rebound underneath. Pull down Jeter Purdy. Look at Eric Smith bring the ball up the floor. He'll take it all the way into the forecourt, slows it up. Gets it to Jeter between the circles, back over to the left side. Trey drives down to the block, comes out on top. Right side it goes Jay-Z. He'll go three. No. And a rebound cleared away by Rock Creek. Atchison has shot a ton of threes. They're 4 of 18 from three. Here's a Rock Creek three that's good, and that's Burgess back at it. 28-22, and a minute 40 to go. Driving across, over to the left side, out on top, Jeet for three. Bang! Purdy knocks one down from outside. And Atchison again goes up nine. We're going to get a timeout. Joseph, make it a 60 with a minute and a half to go in the opening half. Phoenix, 31. Mustangs, 22.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat, like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good. Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
We return to play here at Tony's, in an inbound play and a quick up and in for Rock Creek, knocking it down to Dave Wilkinson, 31-24 Atchison. Tell you what, Atchison has taken more three-point shots than Rock Creek has taken shots in this game. Atchison is 5 of 20. Here's the 21st one. It's up, off the rim, two times, no good. Rebound to go back down. Here comes a Rosa. He'll bring it up the floor, pushes off as he crosses the free throw line, weaves it over to the left side. Now the feed underneath the rim, and it's going to be saved deep in the corner, and a travel. Turn it over for Rock Creek. It's going to be Wilkinson. Phoenix up the floor with the basketball in the last minute of the opening half. They're in front 31-24. They've led by as many as 9 at 2 different times. And now the Phoenix are going to just spread the floor, look for the final shot. Out on top, here's Zamar to Trey. Right side to Jeter. Back over to Zamar, and there's going to be the foul on top. And I guess, is that Rock Creek wanting to foul out here? I'm surprised maybe by that. The foul is going to be committed by Peyton McCarn, who that quickly comes back out of the game. And now we're going to get Peter Martini back in. Interesting maneuvers being brought forth by head coach Justin Smith for Rock Creek, bringing in some substitutes. And look at a foul here with 15 seconds left in the opening quarter. Here's Smith for a three. What a shot, Eric Smith for three. I didn't think the big guy would knock it in, but he does. And it's 34-24. And the shot at the buzzer, not close. And they take it to the locker room. We'll be back to summarize it here in Salina. At the half, Phoenix 34, Rock Creek 24.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Atchison High Athletics. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are four generations strong. Burger Company in Atchison High School, making our community strong. Go Phoenix!
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison.
Who is this?
Today's Hit Country, Hot Country, 93.7 FM.
Care 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
Salina, Kansas, where fans have come from all over the state to enjoy this Kansas State High School Activities Association Class 4A state tournament game tonight, and it's been a big day here at the Tony's Event Center in Salina. This game has found Atchison taking a 10-point intermission lead, 34-24. Recapping the scoring from that opening half for you quickly. First of all, for Rock Creek, and you cannot say enough about Coley Burgess. This guy is fantastic. 7 of 9 shooting the basketball, 17 of his team's 24 points. The other points, well, two of them, Dagan Venduska, two of them, David Wilkinson, and two for Gavin Rosa. The final point belongs to Brady Schneider. So 17 of his team's 24 points for Rock Creek belong to a tremendous athlete, Coley Burgess. Now for Atchison, they have spread out the points. They have gotten a lot of guys in the scoring column. Xavier Hernandez and Yogi Purdy with a couple of points apiece. Jace Richards has three on a conventional three-point play. Jay-Z Kelly with five in the first half, a half a dozen for Jeter Purdy. You've got seven for Eric Smith, the third, and Atchison's leading scorer in the first half, Trey Carter. Trey, 3 of 6 from outside, 9 points, including with that. How about that? He's also got 3 rebounds and 3 assists so far in this one here tonight. Next game getting set to go. We've got a couple of teams getting warmed up out there. It's the final game of the night. It'll be Hugoton and Abilene. The winner of that game will play the winner of this Atchison-Rock Creek game. And that game will be tomorrow at 8 p.m. right back here at Salina. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back. Second half coming up live here on Kent Radio. But right now, intermission score. Atchison 34, Rock Creek 24. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the studio.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and bergs, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Back with it here at Tony's in Salina. Halftime of the Atchison Phoenix basketball game in 4A State Tournament. Atchison in front by 10, 34-24. Coming up next on Kent Radio after this one, right after this one, we're going to shift to from the middle of the state to the west edge of the state. It will be the Boys Class 2A State Basketball Championship game, and it is going to be held at the Dodge City United Wireless Arena, and our guys Jake and Bonds are going to be out there to bring you the 8 o'clock tip-off, which will pit Winchester's Jefferson County North and Mound Ridge. Mound Ridge coming into that game, the number 3 seed. They are 20-3, chasing in and winners of their sub-state. That in fact, they did host in Winchester, comes in at 16-7, and Jay's and his team playing very, very well. It should be absolutely fantastic, and of course, you're going to be able to hear that Jay's team game and all of those Jay's team and Atchison games in this tournament right here on Care Radio. So again, coming up right after this, don't go away. More hoops from Dodge City, Jefferson County North boys basketball game live. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back here. Tony's right after this.
Strong Body Shop in Atchison is here for all of your auto body needs. From door dings to scratches or full-on crashes, they are here to help you out. Give them a call today at 913-367-2457 to schedule your free estimate. That's 913-367-2457. Strong Body Shop, cheering on Trey, Jaden, and the entire Phoenix basketball team as they rise up and through this state tournament. Go Phoenix!
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Crittenden Home Care provides in-home assistance with all daily living activities for senior citizens and is a proud supporter of the Atchison High Phoenix. For more information about how they can help, visit CrittendenHomeCare.com or you can call them at 913-303-2400. That's 913-303-2400. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
We are dreaming of spring, and with spring dreams come home update dreams. This is Tisa with L&L Construction. Whether it's a kitchen update, a bathroom remodel, or an addition to your home, we have the expertise to make it happen. How about some fresh curb appeal? New siding or windows can do the trick. If you're dreaming of home updates, contact the guys in the red trucks and let us turn your spring dreams into reality. Give us a call. L&L Construction, 913-367-3161.
And Rock Creek, both out of the court. Well, actually, Rock Creek is just now covering, huddled up around their head coach, Justin Smith. Hey, Rock Creek, got to be thinking, how am I going to come back from this? How am I going to win this game? And I would propose to you that one of the things you're going to have to do is not completely depend on Corley Burgess. I mean, he's still your guy. He's got 17 of your 24 points, but it's got to be more than just him. You got to find some other way of getting some points in this game. Two for Venduska, two for Rosa, two for Wilkinson, and one for Schneider. But 17 Burgess first half points for Atchison. Tremendous job of spreading the wealth a little bit. Seven guys in a scoring column. It'll belong to the Mustangs to begin the second half, and we are underway. Welcome back. The driving shoulder to the left side. The shot off the block is up no good. The offensive rebound is followed up and hit. To the ball, shot for Rock Creek by Brady Schneider. Will be his third point of the ball game, and it's 34-26. 7:40 to go. That racket here in the background, that's the Rock Creek student section. They are here in huge numbers. Out on top, it's going to be Jeter over to Trey. He'll accelerate, go to the left side. The little runner is going to be up and missing. Rebound by Smith. He tries to go up and gets fouled and will come to the free throw line for a pair. Eric ends up on the floor. Official comes over to the scorer's table and lets us know that is now the third foul by Riker Zeller for Rock Creek. And I would suspect Coach Smith is going to be rotating him out of the game after this first free throw. Eric's first free throw of the game tonight is good, and that'll be his eighth point this evening. Atchison back up by 9 to 35-26. Right side of the lane, Jamar Hernandez. Left side of the lane, Jay-Z Kelly. At midcourt is Jeter Purdy. Is the second free throw is up and good. Eric Smith hits that bucket. Trey was standing right behind him, and here comes the Rock Creek offense. Trevor Christensen gives it out on top. Zeller does stay in the game. He will go into the lane, pulls up, links it off the rim, and good. Zeller gets his first point. And Rock Creek is much more aggressive to the rim here in the early minute of the second half. 36-28. Atchison back down the floor, going from right to left. Here's a three. Trey wide to the left side. Rebounding it back down is going to be Rock Creek's Brady Schneider. Hey, you know, this game is being brought to you by the station as advertisers and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of Care Radio and the KSHSAA. Little skyhook from the lane. Schneider has quickly 4 points in this quarter after getting one in the entire first half. Rock Creek battling back into this thing, now down a half a dozen. It's 36-30, 6:27 to go. Two very different styles of basketball. Atchison pouring three-point shots and just raining them from outside. Rock Creek moves the ball to the middle. Here's another Atchison three. It misses. Rebound underneath, and Kelly is over the top and fouls from behind. And that will be the third foul on J.C. Kelly. He will check out of the game. And in for Atchison will come Yogi Purdy. So Jeter Purdy and Yogi Purdy. Eric Smith, DeMar Hernandez, Trey Carter. There are your AHS five with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Rock Creek battling back. It's only a two-point Phoenix lead. Well, one step to the left side by Ventuska. Comes out on top. Christensen in trouble. Spins. Hatchinson thought he traveled. The official did not. Comes out on top to Zeller. Zeller goes left side. Backs in. Looks. Can't get the shot. Comes back out on top. Christensen. He'll go to the left side of the lane. Brings it back to Zeller. He'll launch a three that misses. Offensive rebound. Followed up. No, but a foul is going to bring him to the line for two. The foul is going to be on Atchison, and I think it's going to be on Yogi. The official is coming over here. He'll let us know it is Yogi Purdy's first foul of the game. And the first free throw is up and in. One more shot coming up, and Brady Schneider has come out guns a-blazing here in the second half. 36-32 Atchison. And are we getting a timeout? No. We're going to see Atchison go to the bench, and for the first time in the ballgame, we will have Josiah Thompson, the 5'8 sophomore in. And this is that Rock Creek crowd. They have come from down 10 at halftime to get within four at 36-32. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's Trey with it. He's wide out on the left side. Swings it back over to the left. Driving in is going to be Eric. Misses a shot. Yogi tip misses. Rebound is going to be saved out on top by Atchison. Long, long three. Purdy. Nope. Rebound. And we have an Atchison foul. Hustling after the basketball is going to be Josiah Thompson. So Josiah's going to pick up his first foul. And for Atchison, it'll be team foul three of the second quarter. We're 5 minutes to go in the third. In the third quarter. 5 minutes to go in the third. 36-32. Atchison, 5-4. And again, Rock Creek with the basketball. Around to the left side with it is going to be Venduska. Goes to the baseline. The shot gets waved off. He was fouled on the floor before the shot. And Atchison getting a little foul trouble. That's going to be another one on Yogi. So Yogi Purdy with two fouls. The fourth foul by Atchison. We're going to have Rock Creek coming to the free throw line for the rest of the third quarter with 4:51 to go. And now the inbound is going to be lost and wasted by the Mustangs. And at 4:50 to go, that ball's got to come in play from deep in the backcourt because no one touched it. It was thrown out here kind of on the wing in front of the scorer's table, but nobody saw it coming. Thompson coming out of the ball game, and Zamar Hernandez will check back in. Zamar, 2 points, no fouls yet tonight for the Atchison senior. Phoenix coming into the forecourt, over to Zamar. 4:44 to go and rolling along in the third. Atchison, only 2 points in the second half, and that was on a couple of free throws by Eric Smith. Here's Trey, goes left side, Eric. Steps inside, goes in, the runner is good, gets it in one. So Eric Smith hits the bucket, draws a foul. The whistle is going to be on Trevor Christensen. It is his second foul tonight, and team foul two. Corey Christensen coming out of the ball game, and Gavin Rosa will check back in for Coach Smith and Rock Creek. Rock Creek in those black with silver and white uniforms. Smith at the free throw line. Free throw. Yeah, he'll get him. Making a three-point play. 39-32 and a timeout. Taking it to Joseph. 4:29 to go in the third quarter. Matches on 39. Rock Creek 32.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Have you ever heard if you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life? Well, here at Outdoor Concepts, we've made a specialty out of our love of concrete. Most customers don't realize how many options there are when it comes to their project. With the extensive variety of tools and materials available in the industry, we're able to open the doors to your dreams. Whether you're looking for a standard finish of concrete that fits the everyday needs, or you're looking for something elegant that will really put your personal stamp on this project, just know you can trust your hometown concrete specialist, Outdoor Concepts and Design. You can give us a call at 913-674-0300.
So good to see all of these Phoenix fans here in Salina tonight. Coming out of the timeout, Atchison is going to apply a little full court pressure. Mustangs seem to have no difficulty getting it across the timeline, and out on top of it is going to be Coley Burgess. Incredible. Coley was 17 in the first half, has not scored yet here in the second. Over to the left side, it's going to be Rosa, kicks it back out on top. Zoller down in the corner. Rosa goes to three, hits the side of the backboard, and rebound pulled down by Atchison. Here comes the Phoenix. We're at 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Halfway through the third, Atchison up seven. Low scoring game for Atchison, leading at 39-32. They'll feed underneath. Eric backs in, rotates, one-handed shot, missed it. Rebound is just so flat. Hits the back of the rim and kicks straight back out again. Up with it is going to come Burgess. He'll bring it up the floor, dribbling with the left hand, pushing the defender away with his right. Swings it over to the right side to Zoller. Running a little bit of motion now. Zoller over to Benduska. Yogi picks him up. Benduska pulls up his dribble. Comes off on top. Zoller. He'll pull up from about 17. In and out. No good. Rebound is on the floor. Yogi takes it away. Here comes Atchison. 3:10 left in the third. And Trey going to take a little air out of the ball. Lobs it over to the right side. Purdy gets fouled. Trey lobs it over to Jeter, way out here between the team bench and the scorer's table. And as he does that, the defender racing over, trying to come up with a steal, but instead ends up picking up the personal foul. We've got 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Now Atchison is going to bring Chase Richards back into the game. Out on top, here's Zamar. Plays off the screen. Gets it out to Jeter. 2:55 to go in the third. Zamar way up high, right wing. Gets it to Smith. Zamar passes up on the three, backs into the lane, goes all the way to the block, kicks it off the window and missed it. Jace follows it up and in. Chase Richards for two. It is 41-32. And again, Atchison goes up nine with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Pass comes off on top at the free throw line. Running shot off the window, but no good. Richards way upstairs over everybody. Pulls down the rebound. And a defender coming in late picks up a bounce. It's going to be on Brady Schneider. It'll be Schneider's first foul, or rather second foul of the game. It'll be the 14th foul by Rock Creek. And Atchison, who had committed 4 fouls to Rock Creek's 4, or Rock Creek's 1 now. It's a 4-4 foul number. And each team is going to be shooting free throws for this last 2.25 minutes of the third. Stepping in, G. Out on top, Smith. For three. It goes in off the rim. Hits the rim. Hits the backboard. Goes in anyway. Eric Smith having a huge quarter. 44-32. Atchison goes up a dozen. And then the ball's going to be knocked green stolen. Here comes Zamar. Atchison on the run. Zamar loses the handle. Goes back. Picks it up off the dribble in front of the Atchison bench. Comes out on top to Trey. AHS will reset the offense with 1:50 to go in the third. Phoenix with a basketball, up a dozen. Left side is going to go to Smith. He'll look into the middle, directing a little traffic. Goes down low to Jace, and his ball is on the floor. Not a great pass. Jason's got a hand on it. You've got Martinez with a hand on it. Jump ball called. Going to belong to the Phoenix. With 1:40 to go, third quarter. Atchison in at the left side of the lane at their baseline. The lob comes out on top, Smith. On the floor one time, cross-court pass, back to Trey. He'll launch three, short, and a rebound. Taken away by Brady Schneider. Here comes Rock Creek. Up floor, Rock Creek throws it over to the right side. Uncontested three, way, way short. And we have a foul under the rim. Let's see against whom it is going to be called. It is going to be on Atchison and Trey Carter. Couple of fouls for Trey, and as that is team foul five, back to the free throw line comes Rock Creek. and getting set to come back into the game is going to be Dagan Vanduska. The first free throw hits the front of the rim and it bounces up and in and good. And that is the first second half point for Coley Burgess, giving him 18 this evening. 44-33. Minute 27 to go. Atchison now up 11. Free throw, got them both. So Burgess now at 19 points. 19 points in 23 minutes. 7 of 10 shooting the basketball. Atchison putting it in play. And now it gets a lot of pressure. And a pass is going to be knocked free and stolen. And then Zamar steals it right back. Trapped in the corner. Gets it to Jeter. And quickly, Coach Battle says, this isn't going well. We're taking a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. A break at a minute 18 to go in the third quarter. Phoenix, 44, Mustangs, 34.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Atchison High Athletics. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are four generations strong. Burger Company in Atchison High School, making our community strong. Go Phoenix!
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
Welcome back to Salina, where Atchison, coming out of the timeout, puts the ball in play. They're up 10. At the free throw line, there's no room for Smith. Comes back out on top to Trey Carter. And with heels at the center circle, he slows it way down. Comes to the top of the key. Works to the left. Back to Jeter. Back to Trey. 40 seconds to go. Third quarter. Atchison being patient. Zamar feeds across. Smith goes in with two hands. The driving baseline layup is good. Eric having a phenomenal third quarter. It is 46-34, and again, back up by a dozen, Atchison. We're inside 15 seconds to go now in the third quarter, trying to step inside against the defense. The shot rejected by Chase. He just threw that thing down like swatting a mosquito on a July afternoon. Here comes Atchison. Cheater, the half-court three, no good, and we're three quarters through. Going to the fourth quarter in his class 4A. Semi or quarterfinal game here in Salina. Atchison Phoenix 46, Rock Creek 34.
The staff and all the kids at the Atchison Child Care Association are rooting for the Atchison High School boys basketball team at State in Dodge City. They are proud to claim several team members as alum and are proud of their many successes. Go Phoenix!
Brick Street Bourbon Barbecue restaurant in Valley Falls will soon be adding brick oven pizza to their menu. Dining with friends, family, teammates, or a group? No problem. We take reservations. Looking for a caterer for a small event, corporate party, wedding, or anything in between? Contact us for a quote. Brick Street Bourbon on Broadway in Valley Falls, Kansas. Congratulations to the Atchison High School Phoenix on an excellent year from the Stress Creek Group. Stress Creek is a family-owned, forward-thinking company that values their employees. See them for career opportunities and go Phoenix.
Hey, we're back for the fourth quarter action, and the ball's going to be knocked away from the Mustang. Outlet, Eric. He has it knocked away, and he's thrown to the floor, and he's okay. The defender coming up said, oh, my goodness. The Atchison Phoenix is stolen the pass. The outlet from Zamar was over the shoulder of Eric. It looked like Montana throwing downfield to right. It was over the shoulder. He was going to take it and have a little showtime. The defender says, not on my watch. Stop the play, and it's going to be the first foul of the ball game for Coley Burgess. Atchison's going to have it in play from the backcourt. 7.5 to go in the game. Phoenix with a basketball leading at 46-34. Samar, right side, Trey, into the lane, feeds across underneath, and it's loose, and it's going to be taken away by Rock Creek. Trevor Christensen comes up court with a basketball, a little behind the back, dribble, goes into the lane. Shot rejected again by Jace. Now Jace reaches in and ties up the basketball. Oh, they're going to call a foul. The official at midcourt says jump ball. The official at the 28-foot area says foul on Richards. Jace with a huge smile. That is the second big block he's gotten here in the last few minutes. The ball and the shot rejected again by Jace. Going to be saved on top by the Mustang. Kip pass right side. Burgess leans from 15. Missed it. Rebound offensive board. Wow, two players go hard to the floor. You heard that slam. And let's see if they're okay. As Smith goes to the floor with Venduska. They both spring to their feet quickly, and they're going to call a foul on Eric Smith. So it'll be Smith's second foul. It'll be Atchison's second foul. And back in. It will come to the Mustangs at their baseline. This time, right side of the lane with 7:03 to play. Now they're going to stop the game for just a moment as they howl down the floor where those two young men went to the hardwood. 7:03 to play. Atchison led by Eric Smith. That third quarter, he put out 10 points, 17 now in the game to lead his team. Rock Creek continues to be led by Colby Burgess with 19. The inbound flapped away by Atchison. And St. Mary's, or rather, Rock Creek is going to have to do it again. 7:02 to go in the game. The winner will move on and play the winner of our next game here tonight at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Here's a baseline jump shot, right side, up the rim, two times, no good, and the rebound is fought for, and it's going to be called a jump ball this time as Jace Richards reaches in and ties up Brady Schneider. A jump ball, possession, Atchison. Now the Phoenix are going to find themselves dealing with some full court pressure as, let's face it, Rock Creek got to do something. They're down a dozen with 6:50 to go. It'll come in. Out on top, it's going to be Zamar. He tells everybody, you all go down the floor. I got this. And he does. Into the forward court, puts a little move on, takes it all the way to the corner to Richards. Holds it high above his head to Zamar, back out on top, very near midcourt. And that's where Trey Carter will handle it. To Hernandez, underneath to Smith, back to Hernandez, right side Purdy. Atchison, being patient now. Jace says, slow down, guys. I'm over here in the corner, but you just kill a little time up topside. 6:15 to play. And Atchison is being very patient, playing some smart basketball with a 12-point lead, and now 6 minutes to go. Purdy will accelerate to the baseline. Feeds it across to Richards. Drops his shoulder and charged. Yeah. Here's the problem. The defender got in front of a much smaller athlete. Jace leaned in, and when you tilt down, put that shoulder down, you can just about expect that that foul is going to go against the offensive player. It does there. Richards has his third, and now he's going to come out of the game. Back into the Atchison lineup, it'll be J.Z. Kelly. So for the Phoenix, then, head coach Pat Battle, it is the original starting five. Zamar, Jeter, Trey, J.Z. Eriks with 6 minutes and now inside six to go. All the way down the right side, running shot up no good. Offensive board followed up and home by Brady Schneider. Schneider has nine. It is 46-36 and 5:49 to play. Atchison into the forecourt on the skip pass. Goes right side. J.Z. gets knocked to the floor, but Smith is there for the putback. Let's see what the call is. Was the foul on Jay-Z going to the floor? And I suspect it was. The foul is going to be on Rock Creek's Ranker Zeller. And that will be, I thought, maybe his fourth. Here's a running shot off the inbound, and it's up and good. Zamar Hernandez for two. 48-36 Atchison with 5.5 to go. Rock Creek knifes into the lane. The 12-foot runner is going to be in. Nice running shot by Rock Creek. It's 48-38. And now the inbound pass stolen. And the layup is going to be good by Burgess. He's got 21. And that's how quickly Rock Creek can get back in the game. 48-40 with 5 minutes left. On the other end, the throwdown by Peter Purdy. 50-40. Inside 5 to go. Atchison just went to the other end. Cheater was all alone down there, and so with a little authority, he threw that one down, and now a pass in the middle. They're going to call a foul. Let's wait and see. They're going to call a foul on Cheater. I don't think Cheater's real thrilled with that call. It looked like he'd gotten in and tied that ball up. I thought it was pretty cleanly tied, but apparently official down there did not. It'll be Jeter's second foul. He had one back in the early moments of the game and has not fouled since then until just now. 4:50 to go in the game. 50-40, Atchison. Rock Creek will have it at their offensive end. They'll bring it in out top side. Then Duska. Here's a three right side now. Offensive board, an easy follow-up is missed, but a foul on Smith will provide a couple of free throws for Rock Creek. Smith's going to pick up the personal foul. It'll be his third. And at 4:45 to go, Atchison's 10-point lead in a little jeopardy. And again, they'll stop the play for a moment, towel down the floor, and come to the line is going to be Brady Schneider. Brady's got 9 points in the game, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. 3 of 9 from the floor, 9 points in 25 minutes. His free throw is in. And Schneider, the second Rock Creek player to reach double-digit scoring. Smith coming out of the ball game, and Chase Richards will come back in for Atchison. Chase with 3 personal fouls. Daisy Kelly has 3. Eric Smith has 3. The second free throw is no good. And Chase way upstairs over everybody clears down that rebound. It is 50-41 with 4:40 to go. The feed underneath. Chase, a little head fake, goes up, makes it look easy. Richards with 7, 52-41, and we're 4.5 left in the game. Flying down the court, Rock Creek goes baseline, brings it back out on top, 3-point shot, nope, rebound underneath, follow shot, nope, rebound underneath, follow shot, up and in, no, they're going to wave it off, say the foul happened prior to the shot. The official down to the baseline is going to call a third foul on the night against Cheater Purdy. So they're going to wave off the shot. Oddly enough, to say the foul happened before it, and they're going to have 2 free throws for Brady Schneider. So that's kind of an unusual combination. Schneider's first one is good. That gives him 11 points this evening and gets Rock Creek back to within 10. But we're down to 4:18 to play. Second free throw. He'll get them both. 52-43. 4:18 to go in the game. To my right, you've got head coach Battle on his feet. Atchison will be putting in a play against some full court pressure from deep in the backcourt. Hernandez will bring it in. Up the floor, it'll come to Jay-Z. He's going to alley-oop underneath to Jason. It's up and in! The lob from Jay-Z. The dunk by Jason. He's got 9. It's a 54-43. 12-footer on the other end. Quickly, it's going to be up and good. And as Christensen scores his first point of the game, we're going to get a Rock Creek timeout. Taking it, Joseph, at 4:01 to go in the game. Atchison 54, Rock Creek 45.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Urban Lawn Care is your go-to for lush lawns, stunning landscaping, tree care, and pest control. They're rooting for the Phoenix at State. Urban Lawn Care, where green meets greatness.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controlled consistent consumption fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here, the Tony Center in Salina, Kansas. where we're at 4 minutes to go in the game. And Anderson puts the ball in play. Here comes Chase Richards down the floor. Weaves left, goes in, goes up, draws a foul, coming to the line. Chase Richards. Here's the thing about Chase. I think that maybe Coach Battle wanted to run a little time. Chase is like, the hoop is just begging for me to come at it, and he does. Now they're going to say the foul is not a shooting foul, so the fourth foul on Brady Schneider for Rock Creek is going to take him out of the game, and Atchison will be putting it a play at the baseline with 3:52 to go, leading up by 9. Way out on top, it'll come to Jeter. A couple of steps above the three-point ring, over to the left side, Tamar Hernandez. 54-45, Phoenix out front. Tamar crosses over to the left side, goes to Purdy on the wing, back out on top, it'll come to Tamar. He's over left side. Kick back over to the right side, way up high. The feed to the free throw line. Tamar into the lane and goes up and puts it in. But I think before the shot, we're going to have another foul. We are on Rock Creek's Dagan Venduska. It'll be 3 on Venduska. And for the last 3:33 of the game, after this inbound by Atchison, everybody's shooting free throws the rest of the night. Coach Battle has got his starting five rotated back out on the court. Smith will give it back out on top to Trey Carter. And here comes Atchison. Trey pushed and bumped around a little bit. No foul called. It'll come out on top to Zamar Hernandez. Sunked over to the right side. Little side-to-side dribble between the feet. Gets it. Little bounce pass back over to Trey. Atchison doing a great job of dealing with the intense defensive pressure. And finally, just desperate to try to steal the ball away or commit a foul. Reaching in, we're going to have a foul on Trevor Christensen. It'll be his third. So right now for Rock Creek, you've got Schneider with 4, Vindusker and Zeller each with 3, and coming to the free throw line, the first shot is going to be up, and it is good. Trey Carter's 10th point. 55-45 Phoenix. 3:14 to go. Long look, bit of a knee bend, the flip and the score. 56-45. Trey with 11. Back over to the right side. Here we go. A baseline twisting, turning, can't get a shot away. 3-point shot, airborne, well short. Rebound underneath, Eric Smith. He'll hand it over to Trey Carter, who lobs it back to Smith and Atchison. Into the forecourt, skip pass. Jeter. Left side it goes, Zamar. Driving layup is left and good, and a plus one. Zamar Hernandez. Atchison fans beginning to feel it with 2:49 to go. Hernandez coming to the free throw line, looking to complete the three-point play, and has put his team up by 13. It is their largest advantage tonight. 58-45 at 2:49 to go. That is the fourth foul on Dagan Venduska. The free throw out, no good. 58-45, Atchison up 13. Long range three is no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Trey Carter. Here comes Atchison. Trey up the floor. He could outlet it. Gets it underneath. The running layup. Cheater's got 10. Atchison going to run away. It's 60-45. The shot from the other side for 3. A quick shot is good, and they're going to wave it off with a travel. They're going to say his Coley Burgess came down. He took 2 or 3 steps to get squared up. And it's going to be Atchison basketball with 2:27 to play. The Phoenix still with the starting five out there. Hernandez, Purdy, Carter, Kelly, and Smith. It'll be Eric inbounding it. Jamar, Trey, Jeter, up court pass, batted away again. Stolen back. Here comes Rock Creek. They're running 3. Nope. Rebound, saved underneath. Another 3. Up looks good, but short. This time it's going to be cleared away by Eric Smith. 3 defenders pushing him, and he's going to save it to Zamar, who gets fouled on the far sideline in front of the Rock Creek fans. We're down to 2 minutes and 7 seconds to go. AHS fans on their feet, making some racket. They feel a big win. Last year they came out here, the first game of the tournament for them in the quarterfinals, faced a tremendous Bishop Miege team and were not able to win. They're looking to break that spell tonight, and at the free throw line, Zamar Hernandez puts his first of two free throws in. And Atchison, 2:07 away from advancing to the semifinals tomorrow night. It's now 61-45. When did Atchison trail in this game, you ask? They trailed at 4-3 and then 7-5. Second free throw is no good. But since the midpoint of the opening quarter, Atchison has had a lead. It's been a good lead. Here's a three, other end, Rock Creek, off the mark. Rebound, Atchison. Phoenix down the floor, underneath. Jay-Z lays it up and in. Trey gets another assist. We're taking a timeout. Phoenix are kicking down the door, and their fans are loving it. The break at a minute 51 to go in the game. Atchison 63, Rock Creek 45.
Crittenden Home Care provides in-home assistance with all daily living activities for senior citizens and is a proud supporter of the Atchison High Phoenix. For more information about how they can help, visit CrittendenHomeCare.com or you can call them at 913-303-2400. That's 913-303-2400. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
KexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. KexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
The staff and all the kids at the Atchison Child Care Association are rooting for the Atchison High School boys basketball team at State in Dodge City. They are proud to claim several team members as alum and are proud of their many successes. Go Phoenix!
Hey, as we come back, quickly, the ball came in for Rock Creek State and Venduska. He makes it. Puts a little layup up and in. And then, as they put the ball in play, Atchison's immediately fouled. And Zamar Hernandez coming to the free throw line. It is a 63-47 Atchison lead. And Rock Creek, I think they're beginning to empty the bench. The free throw for Zamar is good. 64-47. With a minute 35 to go, and players coming off the floor for Rock Creek. Hugs for head coach Justin Smith as Venduska checks out, and Brady Schneider comes off the floor. Zamar Hernandez eyes up his second free throw, and it kicked out no good. 64-47. Atchison with a minute and a half to play. 14-foot jump shot, nailed it. So the bucket is going to be good by Christensen. And it's 64-49 with a minute 20 left. Atchison into the forecourt. Jace over to the left is going to go to Hernandez. Zamar drives to the baseline, dribbles it back off on top, and Atchison's going to run a little more time off the clock with a minute 10 left. AHS with the ball. Down the left side, Trey Carter. Underneath the layup, it's going to be up and good. Jeter Purdy with a dozen. And we're going to get a timeout. Joseph taking a break as Atchison, with a minute left, has a lead of 17 as Atchison 66, Rock Creek 49.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Congratulations to the Atchison High School Phoenix on an excellent year from the Stress Creek Group. Stress Creek is a family-owned, forward-thinking company that values their employees. See them for career opportunities and go Phoenix.
We've got a minute to play here in Salina, Kansas, and the Phoenix looking to book their way to the semifinal game tomorrow night at 8. Driving into the lane back out on top, Rock Creek. They'll step at the free throw line, feed down to the block. The kick comes up on top. The three-pointer. Oh, nicely done. Coming off the bench for Rock Creek, that is Elijah Bell, a 6 foot, 4 inch junior. So Elijah was a three. And it's 66-52. 35 seconds to go. Trey Carter splits two defenders. Now has the ball stripped away from behind. It's going to be stolen. Here comes Elijah. Coast to coast. Up and missed it. Rebound. Atchison. Baseball pass to the other end. Kelly goes up and in with a two-handed layup. Did he get fouled? No. They're not going to call a foul. And it will be Eric's 19th point of the game. 5 seconds to go. The feed on the other end. Elijah goes up for the slam. Gets it to go. And that's going to do it. The final score tonight. Atchison, 68. Rock Creek, 54. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Urban Lawn Care is your go-to for lush lawns, stunning landscaping, tree care, and pest control. They're rooting for the Phoenix at State. Urban Lawn Care, where green meets greatness.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and bergs, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Back with you here at Tony's Event Center in Salina, Kansas, where the Atchison Phoenix have just punched their ticket to the semifinal round of the Class 4A State Tournament with an impressive 68-54 win over Rock Creek. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for the Mustangs, what a game by Coley Burgess. This young man had 17 points at halftime. In fact, had his team's first nine. Had 17 of his team's 24 halftime points into the game with 21 to lead all scorers tonight. Double figures also for Brady Schneider with a dozen. It drops pretty dramatically then to Trevor Christensen with 4 and Dagan Venduska with 4. 3 in the game for Elijah Bell and that late moment shot. 2 each then for Dave Wilkinson and Gavin Rosa and Riker Zeller. Thank you. So for Rock Creek, the Mustangs go to 18-5 as they conclude their year. What about Atchison? 3 guys in double-digit scoring, paced by Eric Smith. He had 10 in the third quarter on his way to a 19-point game to lead the Phoenix. It was a dozen tonight for Jeter Purdy. Trey Carter with 11. Right behind him, off the bench, Jace Richards. Huge contributions with 9 points. Demar Hernandez, 8-7. Jay-Z Kelly, and 2 tonight for Yogi Purdy. Atchison did not shoot as well as they're able to shoot, but certainly shot well enough. They were 26 of 56 shooting the basketball, 46% from the floor, including 7 of 27. That's a 25% from outside, 9 of 12 at the free throw line. Atchison out-rebounded Rock Creek 34 to 28 tonight, and tell you what, Atchison played a very complete game. They utilized time when they needed to and when they wanted to. They were able to slow the game down. But when the opportunity presented itself, they were also able to stretch the floor and race from one end to another, utilizing their great speed and athletic ability. And Atchison, with that win, is now 21-2. And tomorrow night here on Kent Radio at 8 o'clock, it'll be Atchison up against the winner of the next game that's coming up here, Tony. Hugoton and Abilene. Hugoton, are they good? Well, they're the number three seed, and they are the defending state 4A champions from last year. So, yeah, these teams are both very, very good. Hugoton and the Abilene Cowboys, the next game here in Saline, is going to be a huge one. The winner playing Atchison, we're going to have that tomorrow night. Joseph, taking a quick break. We'll be back here to wrap things up in Saline right after this.
Continually losing your connection from room to room in your house? Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in northeastern Kansas with a location in Waterville, serving all of the Midwest, stocking trailers for manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. And oh, by the way, if they don't have the trailer in stock, they can order custom trailers just for you, built to your specification. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Well, the two next up teams are out of the floor right now, but Phoenix fans are still kind of taking their time getting out of the gym, enjoying it, savoring the moment, and that's what you've got to do. Enjoy these moments. They don't come as often as you might think. And for Atchison, it's a huge step last year, getting to the state tournament, having won the sub-state, not getting out of the first round. This year, taking on a quality opponent and getting by Rock Creek 68-54. So congratulations to Coach Battle. Congratulations to the Phoenix. And we'll be back out here in Salina tomorrow night for that 8 o'clock tip-off. Speaking of tip-offs, we're going to kick it back to the Karen Sports Studio. Joseph's going to take care of some sundry duties, and then we're going to be headed out to Don City, Kansas, the Wireless Arena, where Jake and Biles are going to be bringing you the JCN Chargers, as it is playoff weekend here in the state of Kansas on Care Radio, and we're glad to have you along with us. Getting the final score tonight from Salina, Atchison 68, Rock Creek 54. Until tomorrow night, for our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, Tom Counts here at the Tony Center in Salina. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.